What happens when you decide that you are ready to take your life to the next level? I'm here to tell you your path to success will not be a straight or quick timeline. It will ask of you to shed your old story, build your emotional intelligence, and put down the story of struggle once and for all to bring your visions to life. This is the unedited audio doc narrated by me, Nina Hayes, providing real life examples and lessons to help you on your journey of becoming elite. So if you're ready, let's go. Hey, Elite, welcome back to today's podcast episode. I hope you are doing well. I am losing my voice, and this always happens every time I teach a class, which we had our coaching call in the membership. So I literally need some tea or something, because every time I do a coaching call, like, I leave everything on the table. We go for like 90 minutes to 2 hours sometimes, and I'm just there to help you to get to your next level. So yeah, got the voice going in and out. Today I want to talk to you about empathy, right? Like, I want to talk to you about those emotions. Let's just start there. I think a lot of times people don't understand how heavy emotions can be. And I think a lot of people think that I have a cold heart because I have a poker face. Okay, like I literally have this unbothered look all the time. This is why I don't have a lot of wrinkles, because I carry RVF all the time. But I also grew up with two drill sergeants for parents. So literally it was like you had to have major control over your face, basically. As I grew older, I really just became unimpressed with a lot of things, because I've always had to figure things out. And so I believe that everything is figure outable. And if you're an oldest daughter, or, you know, you are, you know, boss babe, whatever you want to call yourself, you know what I'm talking about. You just don't carry yourself with this air of, well, I don't know. Like, you, there is no, you don't know. There's a, if I don't know, I know somebody who do know, or I'm going to take the time to figure it out, because you never had the privilege of just being able to sit there and say, well, I'm not going to do this because I don't know. Like, you've never sat there and allowed that to deter you. You've gotten things done. And so when you decide to take on clients, a lot of times, if you're not careful, and all of us have done it, so don't feel like I'm not getting on you. I'm just saying all of us have done it, where we come into this industry and we start doing things for people, right? So case in point, let's say you have a client that comes in, and this client is, you know, they have these big goals. And every single session, you have to remind them of what their goal is. You have to remind them to drink water. You have to remind them to not pick their skin. You have to remind them to do their skincare routine. And in your mind, you're like, you know what? Let me think of a way that I can help them remember. So now you're like, oh, well, let me text them every day to make sure they're doing what they're supposed to do. Or let me send them extra resources so that they can see how easy it is to do what they need to do. And in this episode, I want to talk to you about how dangerous that can be for you. If you listen to the last episode, I left off on how you basically get paid to evolve. But I also talked about how authenticity is necessary and how it is protection for you as you are building your business. And so when you're not authentic about the journey and you try to coddle people, and it's just a natural thing, it's a natural thing that a lot of people do. But when you get into that moment of coddling people and just trying to take care of people, you really create this danger to yourself, to where now people are expectant of you to handle those things. And you want clients who are proactive. You want clients who are ready to move. You want clients who equally figure out how to get it done. Because when you see them next, it should be simple. You've done what you needed to do. Now I can do what I need to do, right? For so many people, they're like, well, my money is off. right? You're like, why is my money looking funny? Why is it that my client books are draining me? Why is it that I feel like I'm dealing with children? And it's you, right? It's always us. But it's because we want to help people so bad that we want to help them more than they want to help themselves. And we're trying to give medicine to people that don't even know and that are not aware that they are sick, right? Yes, they came to you for help, but they're not in a place to receive it because they didn't come to you because they were sick. They came to you because they want you to prove to them that they're not crazy, that they are sick, right? It's like subconsciously they know it, but they want to come to you for a second opinion. And so you have to be unwilling to play this game with people. When you decide that you're unwilling to play this game with people, you'll take your price up. Like, it's really that simple. I'm going to give you an example. I had a client who was doing $60 services. And she came into the membership. And she was like, I really want to take my price up, but I'm afraid to. And I was like, I understand. You know, what do you feel like you need to raise your price up to? And she mentioned that she had just taken it up by $5 and that her clients gladly paid it. And I said, exactly. That's a tip. And I had to catch myself because if you're not working with me privately or if you're not aware of how my coaching works, that could come off insensitive, right? It could come off very like non-empathetic. But I really had to realize, no, you want to operate at a higher level. So you're not going to take offense. We've talked about the spirit of offense. That is another podcast episode if you want to take a listen to that. But you want to get to your level, right? And so you can't afford to be offended on this journey. The reason your clients are gladly paying it is because to them, it's a tip. It's not a change in standard. And here's how you'll know a change in standard. When you look at something that you really want, let's say you want a Chanel bag and you're like, I really want this Chanel bag. I'm excited. You go to the Chanel store, you look at the Chanel bag and you see the bag has gone up by a grand. Now you're questioning yourself like, ooh, should I spend this grand on this bag? Do I really want it that bad? See that right there? All those questions that you go through and that moment of asking yourself what you really want, that's necessary. That is the moment of getting that client to actually evolve. That feeling inside that's like, ooh, I'm not so sure. Your clients need that because they need to feel that when they come and make an investment with you. For some people, their clients, it's nothing to them to just get what they need because it's a quick little $60. It's a quick little $100. Like, it's nothing, right? And so it's easy for them to go home and forget that they need to do their skincare. It's easy for them to go home and forget that they don't need to go to Ulta or Sephora to buy nothing else. It's easy for them to forget that they got a peel coming up, so they need to take this serious. But when you have people that are like, ooh, I'm taking this serious because I made an investment. And because I made an investment in my skin, I'm going to do what I need to do because I need to get to my goal and I'm not going to waste my money and I'm not going to waste my time. See, that's a change internally that client goes through. But for many people, they feel like they have to get in there and coddle and say, well, here's why you're spending this much. Well, let me make it affordable for you. Well, you know, maybe I should give you a discount. Well, if you come in on Wednesdays, it'll be cheaper. Like, no, this is the price and this is the investment to receive what you want. You came to me because you trust that I have the capability to help you reach your goal, right? And so understanding that, you understand that the value is there. And so having that whatever's going on with the price and being afraid to spend the card is okay. It's okay. Because the minute you swipe that card, you can actually move on and get to the next level. But as long as you sit there and you stew about it, you're going to give yourself options and opportunities to find a way out or find an excuse or find, you know, something else, an alternative. And your clients need that because any person you have to drag in is going to be somebody that you're going to have to do extra work to keep or extra work to keep them on task, right? So the biggest thing with this is, yes, it can come off cold to some people. Yes, it can come off like you're unbothered to some people. Yes, there's going to be people that's going to say, well, there's people struggling and you don't care about what people got going on and you're out here trying to scam people and da 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 da. But the sooner you get into the environment where there are people who are ready and willing to pay you, the more your eyes open up. Your ideal client is excited to pay you. They are looking for you. They need what you have to offer. They are actively in the market for what you have, and they are ready to invest. But when you don't believe that, or when you look at what's around you and you simply believe that you have to work extremely hard to get people to get their money's worth out of you, then you begin to settle and sacrifice yourself. And a lot of times we don't feel that settling and sacrifice until months or years later when the money's not adding up, or when you see another person that seems like they just seem to just skyrocket and win, or when you get around a mentor or a person that's like, it's very simple, you know, and you're like, but it's not, I don't want them to be upset. And, you know, what if they don't book? And then, you know, someone like me is like, what if they don't book? Allow them the opportunity to make a decision, move on, and focus on those who do want to book. I mean, once you get this, your marketing changes, your energy changes, the way you speak to people changes. You're more excited because you're not coming from this drained, desperate energy of like, oh my gosh, we're having a sale, like, come and book with me. No, you're like, hey, what's going on? I'm excited to work with you. Or you're like, oh my goodness, you know, we do have a wait list. It's going to be about a 2-month wait, and I can't wait to see you. You know, you don't go into, ooh, we got a 2-month wait, I'm so sorry. Like, no, it's like, hey, we have a 2-month wait. Like, our clients love to come here. And, you know, during this time, we can get you on a nice skincare routine. And I can't wait to see you, because then you'll be ready to go to your next level and we can do some peels and do something fun. Like, you see how that energy is different? And I really want you to think about emotions in a sense of, can you allow yourself to feel good? And remember, I told you, like, you know, I'm with the depressed girlies. Like, I get it. I love a good neo soul album and a good, like, sad song. Like, when I get upset, my 5-minute song, like my song to be like, you got 5 minutes to get over it. My song used to be Al Green, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart? And I would literally be jamming to that, excited, like, yes, because that was just a song I loved. And people would be like, are you going through something? What's going on? You got a broken heart? And I'm like, no, I don't have a broken heart, but I love this song, right? When you realize that everything is okay, right? Everything will be okay if it's not, but everything is okay. You really start to realize that the thing that is holding up this life or this goal that you want to achieve is you believing that it can be achieved. And the sooner you say, you know what, it's okay, it's going to happen, the sooner you can get out of your emotions of coddling, which attracts victims. Right? Victims want to be coddled. Victims want someone that's going to say, oh my gosh, are you okay? Victims want someone that's going to, you know, take their victim behavior and say, let me make life easier for you, right? Once you get past those emotions and you get into a more stable position and you say, you know what? Whatever a person believes is right. If they believe that I can help them get to their next level, if they believe that the investment is worth it, they are my client. If a person doesn't see the investment, it's nothing wrong with them. I'm not going to make content saying, oh, they suck at life because they think I'm too expensive. No, you say there is someone out there for them. There is someone amazing out there for them that will work with them and that will fit along to their requirements. And you move on. You give it love and light and you move on because you know that there's more where that came from, right? There's more money. There's more abundance available to you. And you really start to believe, like, even in your sad moments, even in your moments when things didn't seem like there was going to be a way made. You can still think back to a moment where you were in that exact same thought of how's a way going to be made, and a way was made then. And so instead of getting your blood pressure up, getting worried, getting stressed, feeling sad, crying and worrying, you really realize that, aha, this lesson keeps coming around because I need to learn how to celebrate in the meantime. I need to trust that God is opening doors. I need to sit here and be in celebration because I know this next season is going to be busy, right? You can't have a wait list talking about you burned out and you need to take a whole year break. How do I know? That was me, right? And so in learning that, I also learned that you have to be able to also learn yourself. Learn what you love to do. Learn what lights you up. Because for some of you, it's not your clients. It's your energy. Your energy is stagnant. You need to go for a run, or you need to go to a workout class, or you need to go to spin class, or you need to go to hot yoga, or you need to go do something to get that energy out, because that energy is begging to get out while you're behind the chair. You're sitting there listening to the sweet sounds of, you know, the lake. I don't listen to the lake. I listen to, you know, R&B and a little jazz when I do my treatments. But, you know, when you're sitting there and you're being vibe and calm with your clients and your clients are relaxing, but then you're still working and your energy is like, we got to get out. We got to do this. We got to go. And when you leave work, you're like, ooh, yes. And your energy is everywhere. And you like, okay, I took all my clients' energy. It's just a lot going on. And here you are staying up late at night, scrolling online, trying to find something that just get this energy out. And maybe you go to sleep at 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, all to do it again the next day. I promise you, when you actually get into a moment of sifting between what emotions are yours and what emotions are your clients, you will be good there. You will earn more. You will attract people who pay you more. You will demand a wider base of clients, and people will see that you are a force to be reckoned with, not a force to be played with. And your business will grow to the next level. Your team will see it's either get in line or get up out of here. It's either we all operate as a team or you are the weakest link. Goodbye, right? And so when you start to move like that, people can feel it. People can feel it. So the biggest thing there would be really getting in tune with those emotions. I definitely want to dive more into emotions this season, and I do need you all's help because I want to create content that answers your questions. I want to create content that those things that you have in the back of your head that you're not saying, that you are isolating because you feel like no one understands your problem, or you might feel embarrassed for having this problem, or you might feel like you should be further along. I absolutely get that. And I am an honorary isolation member. I will isolate when I need to handle some stuff. Okay. But I really want to encourage you to message me. Okay. You can come over to Instagram at I am Nina Hayes. Send me a message. Let me know how you're loving the podcast and send me your questions. Like, what do you want me to talk about? Do you want me to talk about scarcity mindset? Do you want to talk about the evolution over the last 5 years? Do you want me to talk about, you know, some of the biggest things I've noticed that people have as blockages? You want me to talk about money? You want me to talk about business? You want to talk about international markets? You want to talk about mindset? Like, what do you want to hear? Because I want to make sure that I create this content and help you out as well. So thank you so much for listening to today's podcast episode. If you feel called to work with me, the details will be in the show notes. I hope you have an amazing time. And whatever you do, keep becoming elite.